Today's Bible reading comes from Luke chapter 16, starting at the 19th verse. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who longed to satisfy his hunger with what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs would come and lick his sores. The poor man died and was carried away by the angels to be with Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was being tormented, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. He called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in agony in these flames." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that during your lifetime you received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner evil things. But now he's comforted here, and you are in agony. Besides all this, between you and us, a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who might want to pass from here to you cannot do so, and no one can cross from there to us." He said, "Then, Father, I beg you to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that they may warn them, so that they will not come also into this place of torment." Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. They should listen to them." He said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." He said to him, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead." This is the word of the Lord. This is a hard-hitting story. You may know it as Dives and Lazarus. It's interesting to note that Lazarus is the only person in Jesus' parables whom he gives a personal name. Dives is just Latin for rich man. We can see how rich he was by the way he was dressed. Purple and fine linen represented the ultimate in luxury at that time. We learn nothing about their faith or how religious they were, but their eternal destinies could not be more different. Lazarus is invited to the joyful feast in the kingdom of God, while Dives, the rich man, is tormented in Hades. In life, the rich man had everything and he lived only for himself. He had what he chose. He could have attended to God's word and his commandments. He could have attended to the poor person on his doorstep. It seems that the rich man is now coming to his senses. He asks Abraham to send Lazarus to cool his tongue, to alleviate his torment for a little while. But let's look again. The beggar who lay at his door during his lifetime is now to be a servant to the rich man. Do we maybe detect a note of arrogance in this request? The rich man hasn't realized that Earth's values and Earth's hierarchies no longer apply. As Christians, we are to be a colony of the future kingdom of God, a preview of the coming attractions, a trailer of the blockbuster, when Jesus will return and fully bring in his kingdom of justice and love. For us, already, Earth's values and hierarchies do no longer apply. St. Paul writes to the Galatians, "There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." The COVID-19 pandemic has brought into sharp relief the divide between the haves and the have-nots. Those members of our society who are already disadvantaged have suffered more in this crisis. The plight of the homeless has been brought home to us. And the recent demonstrations in the wake of the killing of George Floyd have shown us the evil of racism. And if you're anything like me, you might say, well, that's not me. I'm not a racist and I do give to charity. But I certainly can say of myself that I am in danger of taking the blessings of living in a nice house, having a nice garden, having a steady income and good healthcare, taking all these things for granted. Maybe even having a sense of entitlement. Those of us who have worked hard to get where we are can have the attitude, I have earned every penny. I'm sure you have. But all that was only possible through God's grace. Your strength, your health, your skills, the support you've had from others are all gifts from God. And Jesus shows us that the path to true happiness is a life of self-giving. Where do I subconsciously regard myself of higher worth and importance than others? Be it because of their level of education, their socioeconomic class, their race or skin colour. Our gospel reading warns us that we are playing with fire if we think our life is about us and revolves around us. Jesus says in Luke 9, whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit their very self? And now Jesus is asking us to live out the values of his kingdom. Earth's values and hierarchies do no longer apply for the followers of Jesus. Who is my Lazarus at my front door? How will I show God's grace and mercy today? Where am I in danger of feeling entitled to God's blessings in my life? And where do I look down on other people? Romans 12, verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Eddie Lyle is the president of Open Doors UK, an organisation that supports Christians around the world who suffer for their faith. He tells the story of He Wu, who endured 5 long years in one of North Korea's brutal prison camps as a Christian. Her husband died in the same camp from malnutrition and mistreatment. When Eddie recently spent several weeks with He Wu, as she shared her experience with Christians across the UK, he asked her a question. Do you have a word from God for me, hey? And she responded, dear Eddie, cultivate an attitude of gratitude. Dear brothers and sisters, let's cultivate an attitude of gratitude. And then let it overflow in generosity and a striving for justice. Amen.